Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, when I throw out words like rivals, adversaries, nemesis, of course I could be talking about sports or politics or even the guy who sits in the cubicle across from you. But chefs? Anyone who watches Bravo's Top Chef knows that healthy competition between the chef-testants usually makes the show. And that was never more true than in season 14 with Katsuji Tanabe and John Tizar.
We've got an hour left to go before service.
What about cobbler?
Yeah, I gotta do that too, bro. I just need the tomatoes. I don't need all of them. Just enough to garnish 60 plates.
Okay, they're right here already.
If you're gonna say you're gonna help me, you're gonna help me, and that's it.
I'm on the tomatoes now.
No, I'm just
not helping you? Seriously?
I don't want to be that guy, you know, always fighting with people.
You're gonna try to throw me under the bus if I help you? I took over the executive chef so you could do three dishes. I helped you with your cobbler. I'm peeling your tomatoes.
Man, I could have done executive chef and
peeled your tomatoes. Let's go, guys.
The whole point of being an executive chef in Restaurant Wars, it's you're cooking as well, you know? You're not just being the 1970s chef who's having a drink, expediting, flirting with the servers.
So you're sorry for yelling at
me? No, I'm not sorry.
You should be. I'm tired of this shit. I treat you with respect.
No, man.
Lying, playing games. I help everybody all the time. So why am I the bad guy?
I've spent a lot of time in self-reflection and therapy. I think 5 years ago, I would have knocked Katsuji on his ass.
31 minutes. Just everybody relax. We're going to be fine.
No one's freaking out.
People are freaking out. Trust me, they are.
Chef Tanabe has set up shop here in Chicago with the Streeterville restaurant Barrio. Tanabe will be hosting his first Katsuji's Kitchen at the restaurant. It's a live cooking demo that takes place this Sunday. And joining me, no, it can't be, the nemesis himself, Chef John Tizar, once called the most hated chef in Dallas, who's the man behind the restaurant Knife. Chef Tanabe and Chef Tizar are in studio with me tonight on the download. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
So,
thank you for having us.
Great to have you here in Chicago, and I have a lot of questions about the rivalry, but first let's talk about the concept of what this is. Katsuji, the idea of a cooking demo, a live demo, where does this idea come from? Why are you doing it?
Well, I think the idea becomes reality because nowadays food is just more than just feeding. You know, it's an entertainment. People will choose to go to a restaurant over to go into a play or the movies. So the whole idea is, you know, people watch on TV every week on Bravo. So we're trying to bring that feeling, you know, that we're watching on TV, but into like normal people, reality. Because, you know, John could be a witness of this. You know, literally only three people get to taste our food on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So people always asking, like, hey, how does that taste? So the greatest thing about doing something like this is, like, people can actually taste the food that we're doing on the show, like, talk about it, and it's an entertainment. It's a cool thing.
Do you like, as chefs, do you like doing the live cooking demo? Is there something about, talk about that experience of turning it from working in the kitchen to essentially a performance?
I'm kind of the old guy around the scene. So, you know, I've been on a tour for the last few years. My restaurant is very solid. I have a great team around me, which enables me to go out on the road and meet people. And that is the exciting part of our business. And I think that's also how you learn. And that's what brings back new styles, innovation, energy to your restaurant. And then when people get to meet you and then they come to your restaurant and you serve good food,
right,
they buy into the whole program.
For both of you guys, you are not just top chef personalities or contestants or chef testants. You're veterans of the show. You've been on a couple different seasons. But let's get into this. What we saw in the season 14, mm-hmm, the rivalry, you guys sort of getting terse with each other. Is that real? I mean, here you are. We're joking. We're in studio. But is that made for television or is that
you want to go first?
I can go first. No, of course it's real. You know, you're living with 12 or 16 different people in a house with no doors, no personal space, no privacy. No books, no radio, no TV. Literally, the only thing you can do is hang out with other people. But sometimes that other people are really annoying. And then you become friends with them. But yeah, the drama is real. You know, Bravo or the show, they don't push it. You know, they don't care about drama, actually. The drama just happens on our own. You know, like, John, it's an amazing chef. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you're spending 2 to 4 hours with somebody. You know the feeling.
I think the personalities are really the most difficult part of the show, because if you're a sensitive person or you're an aggressive person or an ambitious person, you have all these different clashes and all these different personalities and different viewpoints of the same scenario.
Right.
And then because we had done I had done season 10 before. Katsuji had done season 12. You know, people kind of saw glimpses of us. So the rookies only knew us from television or what they read on the internet or if they had been to a restaurant or something. But the rest of us had known each other. Like, I know Casey Thompson for 10 years. Right. Sheldon and I were friends. Brooke and I are frenemies. You know, I don't know what our relationship, it changes from day to day. And Katsuji was just this dynamic personality on season 12. I mean, he's infamous for being Katsuji. You know, just the name itself brings on some, like, what's a Katsuji kind of thing. So when I was asked to be back on the show for season 14, I went to Los Angeles to talk to the producers, and who was coming on the elevator that I was walking out was Katsuji. So this was set up from, like, day one.
They were set up with back-to-back meetings.
And I just said, are we going to get along, or are we going to clash? And I think for the most part, you know, we got along. It was just that moment of Restaurant Wars, which I had gone out right before Restaurant Wars. And Katsuji, let's face it, this man, his life is very deeply rooted in the love and the ambition of Top Chef, and I respect that. And he has a lot of passion and a lot of drive. And, you know, we kind of have a little bit of fun with that
but
sometimes.
There's a lot of aggressiveness and ambition and, of course, tension in the kitchen. And you guys work in the kitchen, and a lot of that is solved by hierarchy. This idea that the chef can yell or the sous chef can yell, but the people on the line can't, or that's kind of dealing with how you organize tension. It's not like that on Top Chef. You're contestants. You're all chefs. You're all there. So you can understand what you were just saying, the idea of all living together and not having these outlets, that, yes, there's going to be a little bit of a struggle over the pecking order.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just the fact that you know someone's going home every day, it is a matter of survival. It's like Survivor, you know. It is you, and then those moments bring on confrontation. So you could get along with somebody, but in the moment, if it's between you and them going home,
right,
you have to pick a path too. Because I've learned after the first season, America doesn't like someone who thinks they know a lot of things or that they have a stronger opinion. They kind of want to let you drift along with the show. However, there are like people who are sweethearts on the show, or like calm people, and you can find out behind the scenes or during the competitions that these are the most unscrupulous people, because they hide behind that demure sensibility or girl next door look, but during the competition, they're the ones that'll get you in the back first.
I was a shy immigrant Mexican that came to this country, and I was very grateful. I was very shy at the beginning, the first hour, and then after that, like that way. I came here to win. I was like, I don't care.
Well, I want to ask you, because you mentioned something, Chef, this concept of learning from the evolution of being a contestant on Top Chef. You get to watch yourself back and understand, or even living through the process, you understand what works, what doesn't, what people want or what people don't want. Does that influence you the next time through? Do you think about who you are in your presentation and what you're presenting to the audience the second time through?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I remember that our first episode, you know, we kind of felt bad for all the rookies because they took forever to cook one chicken. And we're like, you guys only have 15 minutes. We knew how to play the game. And as a chef, yeah, you grow with the show, you know, like we all learn from everybody, you know. John, he's a great chef. You learn from some of his techniques. You learn from Sheldon. You learn from Brooke. You know, you become a better chef going on the show, Top Chef. You know, it makes you a better chef. And that represents on the food that we're pouring down in our restaurants every day.
For me, it saved thousands of dollars in therapy bills, because after season 10, I had PTSD. You know, it really is, when you go on with the intent to win, I was supposed to be on season 1, and I was considered overqualified at the time. I was chef at RMC Food in Las Vegas, and they had come and eaten a tasting menu, and they said, we're not putting this guy on the show.
Too pro, right.
You know, that's another point of the show, is that you could be anybody. You could be Jean-Georges, and they put you in a scenario that's not fit for you, and you have to figure your way out of it.
Right.
And that really is the most challenging part of the show for me, is that the scenarios, you have to really be able to adapt with them, and then also control your behavior, your personality, and be aware of everything that's going on in the room. And I think a second time is a distinct advantage, for sure.
Chef John Tizar and Chef Katsuji Tanabe in studio, of course, both Top Chef contestants, and they will be together at Katsuji's Kitchen at Barrio right here in Streeterville on Sunday from 4 to 6 for a live cooking demo, a performance, if you will, and BarrioChicago.com is where you get the tickets. We'll take a quick break, come back, continue the conversation. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio tonight, Chef Katsuji Tanabe and Chef John Tizar. They are both going to be a part of Katsuji's Kitchen, which is a live cooking demo performance that takes place this Sunday at Barrio. BarrioChicago.com is where you can find the tickets from 4 to 6. I love that you guys were able to, and continuing the conversation we had before the break, this idea of understanding what makes a good contestant, a good show, and balancing that with the fact that you are professional chefs. You know, you're not just television personalities, you actually do this. When we talk about rivalries, TV's all about conflict. Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that this actually might work for me, that I pour it on a little bit more, the tension with John, or maybe I'll push Chef Tanabe's buttons a little bit?
I think for me it was the fact that you can give a lot of stuff to John and he will answer you back. He will not be quiet. And other chefs, you start poking at them and then they go quiet and they get shy. And then that takes away most of the fun. But then you know that if you can mess with John and John would mess back with you. So it makes it for a good interaction. And it's a good stress reliever to bully other chefs during the show. But yeah, not everybody can handle that. You know, it's a tough situation. And by the way, it's not like it was planned, but I'm saying John has a very, very powerful personality. Me too, you know, like, he doesn't compromise. I don't compromise. He has his ideas, I have my ideas. Yeah. And that's where the show makes a great TV, because, you know, we're not going to compromise. And, and then the moment you compromise, usually somebody goes home. And
right. That's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah. Right.
And I think the dynamic really started with the trash fish episode, mm-hmm. where we were put together randomly. So oftentimes on Top Chef, you have to be careful who you stand next to, because Padma will just come out and go, well, your elimination challenge is the two people standing on your right is your team.
Yeah.
So you look to your right. Sometimes, in the morning, you go, who am I going to stand next to? who's going out first? Yeah. Who's going out last? What table am I going to be at?
It's awful when you end up in a weak team. I was like, oh, God, guys. It's like, you guys suck. I'm sorry.
But that's what it was. And we were very strong personalities, but they saw that we could work together and kind of be funny together.
Yeah, right. And the food was amazing. You know,
yeah. We won. We won the challenge because, we aren't afraid to express our ideas. However, Restaurant Wars is a beast. It's a beast. It would turn anybody against each other.
Yeah, right. As chefs and entrepreneurs and businessmen, are the personalities that we see on Top Chef, are they similar to the personalities that are in your kitchens?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Top Chef is one of those few reality shows that actually show you the way you are. You're not a character. You're not an actor. That's just the way you are. And then sometimes that happens in the restaurant. You know, of course, I'm not going to go out screaming to my cooks like we do in Restaurant Wars. But yeah, you're looking for perfection. You're looking for, being that best restaurant, that best new chef, that best place that people feel happy. So you put everything on the line, just like on the show.
Yeah. And I can say that most about season 14, because it really was all chefs. And even the rookies were younger or semi-established chefs. On season 10, it was the Wild Wild West. We had 22 contestants living in an apartment. So living in a high-rise was another thing. It's kind of claustrophobic. You live in a jail.
Right, right.
With 22 contestants, and then they brought back Josie, CJ, and the king of all annoying people on Top Chef, who's a very close friend of mine. It's amazing how I've become close friends with the most annoying people. Stefan and Katsuji are probably two of my closer TV friends ever, but because I have this tolerance and I love the personalities. I love people who act out, who show themselves, who create energy. Because let's face it, it's a television show, right? We don't want to just watch somebody making Eggs Benedict. That's kind of boring. We want to see personality.
Right.
Top Chef is storytelling. It really has very little to do about cooking. Cooking is the background and the scenario. It's how you tell your story is really how long you stay on.
What do we need to know that we don't know about the show? As you said, it is a reality show, Chef Tanabe. It definitely gives the right personality or the real picture. But what do we need to know that we may not know, that the listener or the viewer may not know?
That Tom Colicchio is probably one of the funniest guys you'll ever want to meet in your life. He's so stoic, but when he gets a moment to stick in a barb before it's like roll cameras, Tom is all over that. And you just judge him by his facial expressions. I really enjoy doing the show because I have so much respect for Tom. And then the other most frightening moment is you stand there at the judge's table. Basically,
that's the worst feeling
forever. Like in the old days, they used to dolly the camera in. Now with digital, it's much quicker and they run around. But you would stand there.
You just stand there waiting.
For hours.
Oh, yeah.
They roll it in and roll it out. And then Padma's looking at you. That Padma look, pack your knives and go home. She looks at you. When there's three people there, she'll look at you. She does this. She'll just be like, And then you start to doubt yourself. Like, you could have a great dish, and the Padma looks at you and goes, oh, my God, I'm going to go home. It's like
that's one. For me, I will have to say something that people don't know about the show. It's like the toilet pepper situation. It's just really bad. You know, when they give you your contract, you can actually change certain things. For me, it was like, please make sure there's like super soft toilet paper. Yeah, you know, those are the little things that make a difference,
right.
You know?
Well, you're now a TV star. You can ask for those things, but
right? There's no doubt about it. Katsuji had a rider in his contract that the house mother, Miss Renee, had to launder his clothes, and he had to have Charmin toilet paper. I was waiting for the blue M&Ms, the bowl of blue M&Ms in the kitchen, like a rock star.
But the first night, everybody gave me like, you know, like, oh my God, you're such a diva. But the very second night, everybody's like, wow, it really makes a difference. Yeah, it does. Those little things make a difference.
All right, toilet, see? You should be thanking him. Yeah.
And Katsuji will always cut the arms off of his chef coat and roll special cuffs. They have to be perfect.
I got certain expectations about my fashion, you know?
When you live with somebody, you start to know everything about them.
Well, there's something great. You can hear it today, the chemistry the two of you have. And I think about the Top Chef camaraderie and the alumnus. Thinking of all the different contestants who are working around this country, around the world, really, but even in Chicago, we talked about it last time you were here, Chef, that there's so many people here. How important is the fraternity? How important is it to keep connected to the people that not only you were on the show with, but that are in the Top Chef world?
This season is really amazing because we still all talk almost on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I was just in Pebble Beach Food and Wine, and there were a number of contestants from, I hate calling people chef testants. I don't know where that word came from. They're for other chefs, fellow chefs. Once you've been on the show, unless you're really the big D-bag of all time, everybody just like, it's a mutual society. We all say hello to each other. We all kind of like, you know, recognize each other as former contestants, and that's a great thing. It is a community, and you're in the family, right. And when your personalities like Katsuji and I, and we've done it more than once, you really are in the Top Chef family. So it's really something special.
And in this industry, you always need that phone call, like, hey, where can I get this product? Where can I get that? And you know, or hey, how do you make this recipe? And I think the fraternity of Top Chef, actually, probably I could say that my best friends in life right now are, most of them are in Top Chef or were on Top Chef at one time, because you know, we have so much in common. You know, going through the whole experience of Top Chef, unless you win, everybody goes through like a postpartum depression, you know, it's awful. So, you know, sometimes you need that like support group of like, you know, all the loser Top Chefs, you know, and then you're like, hey, what?
The winners are cast aside. Yeah, the losers have
this season was a pleasure.
Yeah.
It truly was a pleasure because I did really well, you know, that too, making the finale like that. Sure. That helps mentally. But the first time I really had a PTSD because I felt I had failed because, you know, I had James Beard Award nominations rather. And, you know, so you have this identity. And you go on Top Chef and you lose, it can totally strip you of your identity.
Interesting, Well, it's great to have you guys. You don't seem like the rivals that you're portrayed on television. But
he just landed. Just give me like 5 more hours, and you know we're gonna probably end up in jail or like something like that.
Well, you got a couple days here.
Public disturbance.
Chef Katsuji Tanabe and of course Chef John Tizar will be at Katsuji's Kitchen, which is a live cooking demo this Sunday at Chef's Restaurant Barrio right on Kinsey. They are going to be there from 4 to 6 p.m. You can get tickets at BarrioChicago.com. Thanks for being here, guys.
No,
and good luck with the live cooking demo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
the invitation. I love Chicago. Thank you.